Premiership glory, Tommy Radonikis.
With his weekly tips
for South Sharks Rugby League Club, developing local talent on 4MK.
Well, a lot's happened in a league over the past week, and hello to Tommy.
Hello, Hemo. How are you going, mate?
Yeah, travelling well, mate. First up, Jared Hain coming back to league and could be playing, well, is playing this weekend for the Gold Coast.
Yeah, well, I thought that was a bit premature, giving him a start so quickly, you know. I thought he'd at least give it another week sort of thing, you know, and let him settle in at the club and things like that. Look, he's... And, mate, and one thing it's going to do, it's going to put a couple of boys' noses out of joint.
Oh, for sure.
You know, and I think it's Mead, well, he's a fullback at the moment. He's a damn good player.
Yeah.
So there's going to be a couple of good players who are going to miss, although he'll be on the bench, but the following weeks to come, they're going to miss out.
Yeah, yeah.
So they're not going to be very, very happy. Don't you worry about that.
Mm.
But on the positive, and the thing is, it proved once and for all, there's no loyalty. Loyalty's gone out.
Yeah, I know. Maybe I've known that for years.
Yeah, and because I think he had something signed with Parramatta, if he was to play rugby league, he was going to, you know, again, he would go back to Parramatta. But anyway, that didn't happen.
Seem
to hold. That didn't happen. And but now for the positives, the Titans are going great. The game the other night against Cronulla, mate, you won't get better.
No, it was a great game, wasn't it?
It was tough. It was hard. The referees were hopeless, but that doesn't matter.
A couple of controversial decisions.
Yeah, but listen, I think it was just a great game of footy. So the Titans have arrived, but getting a bloke along like him is really, mate, it's good for the club. Very good for the club. And I'm not being a hypocrite here, but the sponsors are going to love it. Mate, everything's, it's just, and I think rugby league is alive and well on the Gold Coast. For once.
Well, mate, and look, one of the points that probably come up in our news too is because Jared Hain is playing, it's a home game for the Gold Coast. The Gold Coast Stadium stands and the club stands to make quite a bit of money this weekend because of the ticket sales.
Well, I think that's good thinking, you know. And
yeah. Well, that's probably why they've done it and thrown him in.
Oh, yeah, mate, maybe you're right in saying that, but I probably wouldn't have done that, but you know, but that's what they've probably done. Just get the money while we can.
Yeah.
What's wrong with that? What's wrong with that? I think it's a great coup for the Gold Coast, and I wish them all a very success. And I really hope it's going to take him a couple of weeks to find where his feet are. You know what I mean?
For sure.
You just can't after 2 years walk in and play like you haven't been away.
No.
That doesn't work.
No, it doesn't.
So people have to be a little bit. You know, just have to wait. It might take about a month till he starts hitting his traps.
Yeah, fair enough, mate. All right, well, let's talk about the games this weekend. Last night, Brisbane up against St. George. A tough battle with Brisbane coming out on top. Both of us, I think, tipped Brizzy to win that last night.
Yes, we did. We did, Hemo. And I only watched it last time, mate. I had a pretty big day. And, geez, mate, I feel it's cold down here.
We're copping it up here too, Tommy. Don't worry.
You really, mate. Isn't it cold?
Yeah,
no, mate. Well, the conditions were pretty appalling, and otherwise, mate, good win for the Broncos.
Yeah,
at least
definitely.
They won.
Yeah, all right, mate. Eels up against Manly tonight. That's Friday night football. Mate, be interesting.
I'm going to see Eels, but
yeah,
I'm telling you what, mate, don't be surprised if it could be a bit of an upset here.
Yeah, I'd say the Eels would be upset about the Geronimo.
I'm going to see you.
Yeah, I'm going Manly too. I think we'll both agree on this one too. On Saturday, first up at 3 o'clock, it's the Knights up against the Bulldogs.
Yeah, I'll go the Bullies, mate.
Yeah,
yep.
Both of us there. Sharks against the Raiders. This will be a good game, mate, on Saturday afternoon.
Yeah, you don't know if James Maloney got a suspension or not at this stage.
No, mate, I'm not too sure. I haven't heard anything come through yet,
okay. But look, mate, I'm still going to go for the Sharks.
All right. I'm going to go for the Raiders for an upset here.
Mate, you mightn't be far wrong, mate. Actually, there's a couple of good rounds here.
Isn't there? Storm against the Rabbits.
Yeah, Rabbits, pretty hapless, mate.
Aren't they?
And, I'll go for the Storm, you know. I don't know what they're going to do, mate. And Burgess, he's going pretty ordinary. Burgess,
definitely.
For a superstar.
Yeah. Titans versus the Warriors on Sunday.
Very, very worrying game this.
Isn't it?
Because, the Warriors always go well against the Titans.
Don't they?
Home
advantage, big crowd for the Titans, the Gold Coast.
I'll go the Titans.
You'll go the Titans. I'm with you there. And last game on Sunday is West versus the Cowboys. What are you going to do here, mate? being an old West man.
I'm going to go West, mate.
JT's out again this week, I think, still.
Who?
Jonathan Thurston.
I realise that, but even with that, because, mate, you got to remember the Tigers have got a new little halfback in there.
Yeah, haven't they? Yeah.
And
he's a clever little player, too.
Jack Little John, is he? I haven't seen him play.
Apparently, that's what they tell me.
Oh, well, good. Well, mate, see, I'm glad he didn't let Farrah back in there.
Because
he's got to stick to his dig.
Yeah,
he
that's
doesn't
right.
He doesn't want Farrah in the joint, so they should just get rid of him straight away now. And because, look, he could have played him there if he wanted it, couldn't
he? Yeah, definitely, most definitely. Yeah, but anyway.
He's on the outer, which I think is good. But I'm going to go, it's a way out. I'm going to go to West, mate.
Yeah, you go West. I'll go the Cowboys, of course. And Monday Night Football, we've got the Penny Panthers at home to the Roosters. This would be a good game, I think.
Oh, mate, it's going to be a super game, mate. The Roosters are playing pretty good. The Bronx last week.
Yeah.
And beat them pretty well too, mate. I'm going for another upset there. I'm going for the Chookies.
Okay, I'll go the Penny Panthers at home. They're hard to beat at home.
It's going to be funny to see what happens here, mate.
Yeah. All right. Well, we'll watch it, mate, and see how we go. And obviously, I'll tally up the tips. And I'll always beat you in the end because I'm the one doing all the adding up.
Yeah, that's right. I believe that too.
No.
But Hemo, I've got a horse for you. I only got one.
Yes.
Eagle Farm.
Brisbane.
Yeah, race 7.
Race 7.
Horse 10.
Number 10.
Each way.
All right, each way. All right.
Revitalise.
Brisbane, race 7, number 10, an each way bet, couple of dollars. Bet with your head nod over it. Tommy, thank you very much, mate. We'll catch up again next Friday.
Always a pleasure. To our listeners, have a safe weekend and back plenty of winners.
Yeah, see you, Tommy. Tommy Rodonicus there for MK Bakaya and the Whitsundays.